Easter changes things. Once you experience Easter, things can never be the same. Once you accept the reality of Easter, you realize that those who believe that Jesus is the Son of God and follow his commandments cannot die. Yeah, their earthly machines wear out. Their flesh dies. But like Jesus, our brother, death cannot hold us. That changes things. Once you come to accept the reality of Easter, human history can never conform to secular history. History is not repeating itself, as many would say. There's a beginning, there's a middle, and there's an end of history. And the center of history is the earthly life of Jesus, including his passion, his death, his burial, and his resurrection. When Jesus appeared after his resurrection, he taught the apostles how to read Hebrew scriptures, the Old Testament, as an evolving prophecy of him, of his suffering, death, and resurrection. It was all there. No one saw the resurrection. There are no actual witnesses to the resurrection. The witnesses are to him resurrected. They saw him resurrected, risen from the dead. Mary Magdalene saw him just after dawn on that first day of the resurrection. We now call that day Sunday. Now, we've never failed to recognize Sunday, the Lord's Day. The two disciples who were walking the 7 miles from Jerusalem to Emmaus that Sunday afternoon saw him on the road to Emmaus, and he explained the Old Testament scriptures to them. And when they arrived at the inn and sat down for dinner, he took bread, said the blessing, and broke it. And this remembered episode at Emmaus could be called the first post-resurrection mass. There was a liturgy of the word, as he explained the scriptures to them. And there was a breaking of the bread. For centuries, it was called the breaking of the bread. They didn't call it the mass. They understood these things. He was demonstrating to them how to understand Scripture in light of the resurrection and how to celebrate the Eucharist with the Word. And they never forgot. He disappeared from sight in that moment, and then they went running back to Jerusalem, the 7 miles, to find the apostles in the upper room in Jerusalem. Today's gospel begins just after they've come back into the room and are telling the apostles of this encounter with the risen Lord. And as they were speaking, Jesus appeared to them again, right there. And he said, "Peace be with you." And once again, he began to explain the scriptures to them, saying, "These are my words that I spoke to you while I was still with you, that everything written about me in the law of Moses and in the prophets and the Psalms must be fulfilled." This is the second time that day he had given this same scripture lesson, first to those two from Emmaus. And the church has never forgotten this lesson. Every Easter vigil, Saturday evening, the night before Easter, on Holy Saturday, every year, we listen to the seven readings of the Old Testament, beginning with Moses and the prophets and the Psalms, just like Jesus did twice that first Sunday, that first Easter Sunday. Peter, in that first reading from Acts, follows Jesus' example of interpreting the very same scriptures. They were imitating Jesus when he says, God has thus brought to fulfillment what he had announced beforehand through the mouth of all the prophets that his Christ would suffer. And he said the same thing Jesus said, repent, therefore, and be converted, that your sins may be wiped away. Everything changed that day of the resurrection. It could never be the same. History changed. Lives changed. One period of history, of human history, ended forever. That was the part of history when death was always the victor. A new chapter of history began. Death was vanquished forever for those who believe and live their lives according to his commandments. Death could never win against one of God's baptized unless that person denied God and rebelled against him. Easter changes things. Once you experience Easter, things can never be the same. Once you realize that you do not have to fear death, things change. And you can really hear Jesus saying to us as well, peace be with you. Don't be afraid. And as he told them, why are you troubled? Why do questions arise in your hearts? Look at my hands and my feet. That it is I myself. Touch me and see, because a ghost does not have flesh and bones, as you can see I have. You can actually measure your own spiritual growth and maturity by examining your personal fear. If death can't defeat you, what can? Do not be afraid. Repent and believe.